It is Tip Tuesday with Liesl van der Westhuizen. Hello, Liesl.
Good morning, Africa. So what a lot of people don't realize, if you don't live in Cape Town, that sunrise is at 7:45 in the morning.
Yes.
So it's still dark after 7 in the morning. And I'm seeing runners, even when I'm coming into work after 4 in the morning, out on the roads, no reflective gear, no way that I can see them, running alone. And I thought, let's actually talk about keeping it safe when we're out on the roads. And I've got some advice and tips. And I thought, let's start with the chairperson of Wanderers Running Club to share some tips. And who better than someone from a running club to share some tips on how to stay safe when we're out running?
In most parts of the country now, it's dark by 6 p.m. It is therefore crucial to run in bright colors and to use a reflector bib or belt. Running in dark colors is dangerous and should be avoided, especially because in many parts of the country, street lights are not working. Also, we can't assume that a driver will see us, even if we are wearing reflective gear. Therefore, we need to run facing oncoming traffic and where possible to run on the pavements. Always try to avoid running in a group. Try and run in single file and not two or three abreast. Finally, be careful when turning corners, as drivers don't necessarily stop at stop signs or robots. Try and be alert at all times and stay safe.
That's Sam Eichstadt, the chairperson of Wanderers Running Club, just giving some really practical advice. And you know what? Sometimes we'll go out in the morning and you actually do forget that you are wearing non-reflective gear and you just head out for the run. And especially in Cape Town, a lot of runners are running out in the mountain. At Joburg, you're seeing people running out in the various places there as well without headlights as well. And you're going into dark lit areas, running these trails. So please, my one piece of advice is make sure that they're working, because there's nothing worse than getting out to your run in the early morning and the batteries are flat on your head torch. So make sure the night before you pack everything else out. The other advice I want to give is just to watch cars that are turning or cars that are coming on. Sometimes the runners do have right of way, pedestrian crossing or at a traffic light. Rather be over cautious and check that this motor vehicle does stop before you do cross the road. And I have another tip from Matt, who started a safety company online where you can buy safe equipment. And it was started just a little bit before lockdown. He's a university student. And along with his mom, Debbie, they put this company together called Save My Mate. And it's just they've got some great products online, but they've also got some great safety tips. So this is Matt from Save My Mate.
Hi there, I'm Matt. I'm the owner of Save My Mate, which is a personal protection and safety company. I'm extremely passionate and committed to doing what I can to help all South Africans stay safe, no matter where they are or what they are doing. My focus is on promoting and encouraging people to use our beautiful mountains, roads and beaches while being able to protect and empower themselves at the same time. Let's not let the criminals beat us. A big safety tip from Save My Mate is to always be visible on the roads while you're out exercising. Wear bright and reflective wear so that the motorists can see you at all times. While on the roads, if something seems suspicious, trust your gut, be equipped, and rather be safe than sorry. My online shop has goods ranging from pepper sprays, stun guns, to reflective apparel, so that we are bright and seen while in the outdoors. Visit our website at www.safemymate.com.
So you'll actually hear that Matt and Sam, a chairperson of Wanderers Running Club, both their advice, and we also speak about it time and time again, is to make sure that you are visible.
Yeah.
Wear reflective gear. And I cannot reiterate enough, a lot of the running clothes that you're seeing now coming out, the technical gear, actually have built-in reflective gear, so you don't have to worry when you go out. And my last bit of advice is don't always rely on your cell phone. Always communicate to someone where you're going, the route that you're doing. And if you're going out for an early morning run, rather leave your headphones, your iPod at home, just so you can hear around you and be more visible. And that's a tip if you're running alone. If you're running in a group, that's even better. That's one of the safest tips that I can give, is to try and run in a group and avoid running alone, especially when it gets to the winter months when we're training alone in the dark. Find a buddy to run or walk with.
We cannot stress that enough, because unfortunately we live in the country that we do, and crime and safety are two issues that we need to always keep top of mind, not only from a reckless potential driver who is not paying attention to what's happening on the road, because I don't know, they're being distracted on the phone and therefore will, you know, drive into you as a runner, but also to a criminal who will then want to take away, for example, those earphones and whatever mobile telephony you might have on you. You always need to be mindful of those things when taking to the streets and the roads of Cape Town and Joburg.
And there's so many great running apps. I'd love to hear from you via WhatsApp. What are the running safety apps that you are using? And we'd love to review them and test them out and see how efficient they are from a safety point of view.
Indeed. Liesl, thank you very much. What are we doing tomorrow?
It's Workout Wednesday, so you can be guaranteed I'm going to come with some unusual workout tomorrow for us to try out.
How much pain are you in?
Nothing at all. It's going to be something fun and unusual.
No, that's good. Thank you very much. Liesl van der Westhuizen is joining us again, of course, tomorrow morning.